call to order the Willow City Council meeting for June 9th, 2015. Jim, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jim. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Minigini.
Here. Thank you. Next item, agenda review. Any changes by staff on tonight's agenda?
None from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Changes by council?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Yoder, second by Councilmember Hanson to approve the agenda as submitted. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Presentations and proclamations, we don't have any, but for the record, I would like to mention, I was not able to make it, but at the, what was the name of that meeting? The Glenn County Mental Health Advisory Board had their annual meeting today, and Carol Lemonager received the Sharon Gibbs Award for Outstanding Community Service. And some of the reasons she got it were, one thing, it's 38 years of service to the City of Willows, as of the first of this month. She's been very prolific in fundraising during our financial straits, raised over $100,000 in the past 6 years through the donations, fundraisers, free swim days, and arrangements with the local swim team to keep the pool afloat. Hi. Also, many years of service to the community through her recreation and education programs. Carol's provided several generations of youth in our community their first job, and she's been instrumental in teaching work ethic and setting high standards for young people throughout her career. So we just want to go on the record. Carol received that award, and I know I can speak for the council and city staff that we are very honored and appreciative and supportive of her. So, next item, public comment and written communications. Any member of the public here tonight wishing to address the council on an item not on tonight's agenda, now's your opportunity. Okay. Next item, consent agenda. We have items A through E on the consent agenda. We have the general checking, payroll checks, and payroll deposit record. We have the minutes of our May 12th meeting. We have a resolution consenting to extension of service charges concerning the City of Willows and Glenn County Solid Waste System. We have a to put out to bid the Tehama Street Reconstruction Project, approximately $225,000 from gas tax funds. And then we have the six ordinances that we read previously by title only. Now with the consent agenda, by adopting it, we will approve reading by title only, all six ordinances, and then if the consent agenda passes, I'll read all six ordinances by title, if that works for everybody.
It does.
So, what's the pleasure of the council on the consent agenda?
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Yoder, second by Vice Mayor Hanson to approve the consent agenda as submitted. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. So now I will read by title only the six ordinances that we are adopting tonight, or putting in the process of adoption. So the first ordinance, 711-215, is entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, amending Chapter 18.25, Definitions of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Sections 18.25.060 and 18.25.080, revising the definition of family and adding a definition for household with all other text to remain unchanged. Next ordinance in line, 712-2015, is entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, amending Chapter 18.40, R-3, High Density Residential District of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Sections 18.25.40.0204 and 18.40.0401, adding transitional and supportive housing as a permitted use, with all other text to remain unchanged. Then the third ordinance in line, Ordinance 713-2015, entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, amending Chapter 18.45, R-P Residential Professional District of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Section 18.45.0401, removing text regarding density which does not comply with general plan densities with all other texts to remain unchanged. Then ordinance number 4, ordinance 714-2015, entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Chapter 18.55, Central Commercial District of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Section 18.55.02018, adding where transitional and supportive housing to permitted uses with all other texts to remain unchanged. Then the next ordinance is ordinance 715-2015, is entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Chapter 18.60, General Commercial District of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Section 18.60.02018, adding transitional and supportive housing to permitted uses with all other texts to remain unchanged. Then the last ordinance is ordinance number 716-2015, entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Chapter 18.125, Comprehensive Sign Law of the Willows Municipal Code of the City of Willows, specifically Section 18.125.020 and 18.125.0405, deleting text regarding campaign signs with all other text to remain unchanged. So that completes the second reading of the ordinances, and they've been duly adopted by the City of Willows. All right, next item, public hearings. We have none tonight. No ordinances to take since they're handled under the consent agenda. Item number 10, items introduced by City Council administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Let's start with staff. You guys have anything you'd like to throw out at us?
Thank you, Your Honor. I do have one thing that's been brought to my attention about the city's gateway signs. Mm-hmm. And you'll see on the dais, we've added some examples. There's been a suggestion that the city should consider doing something with the backside of the signs. Mm-hmm. The signs as they exist, when you enter the town, look great. They're at each of the locations now along all the roads, east, west, north, south. As you enter the city, you see the signs pretty well filled out, nice display, the sign looks really nice. But as you leave, you're just seeing a blank wall in the back. Yeah. It's been suggested that some other cities have put, you know, please come back, please return soon, please. So the suggestion was made, we throw it out there, it's for council's consideration. If you'd like us to put together some type of proposal and bring it back for a future agenda, we'd be happy to. But we thought we would just reference this as it's a suggestion. Does the council wish staff to follow up on it, or do we just want to leave the signs as they are?
Thoughts by the council? Who wants to go first?
I have thoughts because I know that there was apparently a suggestion, because I'd like to see this as well. One thing I've regretted ever since those entryway signs went up is we have a beautiful city seal. Mm-hmm. And on the initial drawings, Jim probably remembers, the city seal was going to be on top of, above the fraternal organization placards. And it was decided at a council meeting just to eliminate the city seal and go with the signs as they are. The signs as they are they look terrific, I think, you know. I mean, and they're now, you know, we have four of them at all the major entryways, and they look great. But the backside doesn't have anything on it, so I like to see the city seal added. But I think this proposal that staff put together, or this idea, not proposal, idea now, with the city seal on the back of the sign with some type of verbiage, thank you for visiting, so and so forth, I think that's an even better idea. But I'd really like to see the city seal added. Yeah. We've got a very attractive city seal, one of the nicest looking city seals or government seals that I've ever seen, really. You know, the back side of those signs are rather bare, you know, the rear, you know, they're just a big sign there, and the fronts look great. So I'd like to I'd like to see this on a future agenda item for future discussion. That's really all I have to say on it. But as long as the city seal's there, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, so.
You have any thoughts, Larry?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
No, it sounds, it's a good idea. It is a blank spot, and I like the idea of that one that says have a safe journey home. That sounds pretty good, but I don't know what else to choose from. But that sounds good to be on a future agenda.
How about you, Jim? What do you got?
No, I think we should. It is. It looks kind of bare as you're leaving. They got to see it in the rearview mirror to see something on the backside, because it's always inquisitive when they go, hey, what's on that backside? So, yeah, let's put it on the agenda.
Jeff, your thoughts?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like at least having the city seal on there.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to confuse the backside of our monument signs with the Daughtry's Department Store building. So, how's that for direction, Steve?
It's fine. We'll put something together and bring it back. You know, council then needs to think about input. What would you like to see? The design work. You know, the seal here appears at the top center. It could be in the center. It could be lower left. It could, you know, you could be creative with design work and so forth. We could, you know, make it under the willow tree for all we care, you know, just to bring back some historic value. But there's a number of things that could be done with it. So we'll put something together, bring it back. Everybody can have feedback and comments, and we'll narrow down what we want in verbiage and where we want the design to be. We're obviously going to have some professional assistance in designing it and then bid it. And then, of course, pay for it, which we haven't worked anything out on. We just, it was a suggestion. We thought it was a good suggestion, put together some ideas. Natalie actually put all of this together for you to have a reference point. Mm-hmm. So if you want to continue the discussion, we'll bring it back soon, hopefully at the next agenda, although it's going to be a pretty hefty one. Maybe we'll pick it up first of July.
Save it, yeah. You're not going to ask us about paint colors, are you?
No, okay. not for this one, no.
Because okay. We're not very good at that. Okay, anything else, Steve?
That's it for staff.
Council, anything you guys, let's start with you, Gary. Anything you want to bring up for discussion?
Nothing further, Mr. Mayor, that was it. Thank you.
Nothing.
I have nothing.
Jim? No, other than I think it's Saturday, our community cleanup day. Is that correct, Steve?
That's
just
correct, yeah.
Okay, thanks for
Saturday morning, 8 to noon, I believe, is the advertised time. We'll be there. I know we'll be there early. Clay and I will be there by 7, probably. And if you know anybody who wants to volunteer to help, we certainly need recruits. Anybody's welcome to help. It's a good workout for a couple hours in the morning. There's the flyer is out, the list of items. We've been getting a lot of calls about what's accepted, what's not. We think we have that pretty well handled. So we're expecting a pretty good turnout again. And it's worked out well the last couple of years, so we look forward to doing it. We'll be there till at least noon, maybe a little after, and then until they, you know, get closed up and they get all the roll-offs out. It's usually 1:30 or so people can still have access to things. The North State Scrap Metal, one of the vendors will be there. They take all the appliances. They take a number of things. The computer people will be there. They'll take all the electronics. So, yeah, we have a pretty good system for diversity. We can take just about everything. No tires, no paint, no hazards. But other than that, we're good.
Yeah. Okay.
And lastly, there's the American Veterans also have a rummage sale the same date and the same time at the Memorial Hall. And it's just the funds go back into the veterans. So just one other note. That's it.
Here. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Next item, new business. We have two items under new business. First item is 11A, consider by motion adoption of a resolution authorizing the extension of the public agency agreement with Wildan Engineering Consultants for general planning and environmental services during the fiscal year 2015-2016. Steve, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. This is a routine item, comes up every year about this time, sometimes June, sometimes July. Depends on whose administrative staff is most on the ball, I guess. But Wildan did submit a letter to me asking for a contract renewal. The difference in this year, for the first 5 years of the contract, there was no change in the hourly billing rate. Last year, mid-year, they asked for an adjustment, which the council did authorize. This year, they're asking for another moderate increase from the $87.50 to $100 an hour. I think they are recognizing that there's a ton of work being done. Willows has been significantly busy. As I've pointed out to you, we were their busiest client per capita in the state of California. They're looking at, I think, a loss of revenue because the competitive services in other cities that are not using them are charging over $100 an hour for these types of services. So they would like to be consistent with what the market is bearing in that service, and they've asked us to approve the contract renewal at $100 an hour and billable rate. We would recommend approval. We think that they do a fantastic job. More specifically, our particular planner, Karen Mantelli, I don't think could be replaced. I don't think we could replace her for $400 an hour, but that's just my opinion for what it's worth. So I think it's a good deal. I don't think the rate's out of line, and I certainly think that we would be severely, we would be severely impacted in a negative way if we didn't renew the contract and we didn't have Karen here on a weekly basis. So if for no other reason, I would think that we should approve it. And I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Questions for staff? Who wants
no
to go
questions.
First? Jim, do you have any questions?
No, I don't, but I remember when we asked them at one point in time, I think, to go down because we were looking at Karen's hours and we were trying to figure out how we were going to manage to keep our contracted services around and stuff, and so they stepped up to the plate, like I said, now they recognize that we are in that stage where they can get just compensation. So I'm comfortable with that. I think they served their part well when we were trying to get, you know, trying to figure out what our budget was back when we were struggling. So I'm good with that.
Larry, you have any questions or comments, Gary?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. No questions, but a comment. You know, Karen Mantelli is our principal planner, contract planner, has just done an outstanding, amazing job for us, and continues to. She's professional. She's on the ball. She gets the job done, and I feel that $100 an hour is very reasonable. We need her, and she's been so exceptionally busy, and she gets an incredible amount of work done on her limited time here at the city each week. Just with her experience, her knowledge, and her overall professionalism, I think this is just a sound business move to go ahead with this proposal. I'm very comfortable with this. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Anyone from the public wishing to address the council on this matter? Okay. What's the pleasure of the council?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve a resolution of the City Council to the City of Willows in authorizing an extension of the public agency agreement with Wilden Engineering Consultants for general planning and environmental services during fiscal year 2015-2016.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Mello, second by Councilmember Yoder to approve the resolution. Next in line, any further discussion? No? Seeing none, I'll ask for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item, establish date and time for special meeting for our 15-16 budget review. So you have three listed, June 17th, 19th, or 30th. So
actually, it'd be June 17th, 29th, or 30th. Apologize for the typo there.
Oh, 29th through 30th. Okay. So, Professor, what's the, you're leaving it up to us to choose?
I am looking for a consensus of the five of you as to what would work out the best.
Okay.
Again, any of the three dates work. I will be out of town during the next city council meeting, and so that's why it's been noted in there that we would bring back a budget resolution on July 14th. So the 29th or 30th would work as well and allow us time to do so. Do keep in mind we have a budget in place. A two-year budget was passed, So we would be in no violation if we waited till July 14th to pass a budget. So with that, I will leave it to the five of you to determine your calendars and what works.
All right, everybody, check your calendars.
Well, I know the 29th or 30th works for me.
The 17th doesn't work for you?
No.
Okay. Jeff, what's your calendar look like?
Any date's good with me.
Okay. So we're right now the 29th and 30th. Larry?
29th and 30th.
How about you, Gary?
I'll make any date work.
Oh, he's retired.
Any of the three.
Yeah.
Well, sort of, for my day job.
No. You're retired. That's all we need to know.
What's that like, really?
There was a comment. Hopefully I'm not violating the Brown Act, but there was an offside comment by Councilmember Hansen that as long as it doesn't interrupt the guiding light in General Hospital, he is okay with the timing.
He can stream it on his phone.
Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure.
Well, the 29th is a Monday. You can have all the audiovisual things ready to go that Monday morning.
There will be very limited audiovisual on this due to vacation time and such. I will tell you this much, in keeping with part of your desire, any updated items on the 2015-16 budget that has changed from the original passage, we are consciously putting those items in red.
Okay,
so they will be highlighted and noted.
And there's a chance for graphs and charts.
I think the graphs and charts will then be placed in the final budget document if we so.
What time?
I hope you know that we have a sense of humor up here at times. So before I say my next statement, so have you picked out a theme song for the presentation?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ooh, that's a pretty good response. Okay. How about then we have between Monday or Tuesday, we'll have a council meeting that Tuesday night. So I guess...
Nope, that's the 5th. That's the 5th Tuesday.
We will have a council meeting on the 23rd of June.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm looking at the wrong highlighted date here.
So Monday or Tuesday is a free, we're looking for a mid-morning meeting.
Yeah, we'll figure.
Secondary meeting at night.
Okay, how about Tuesday the 30th? We start at 9 a.m.?
9's fine. 10's fine. Whatever works.
9? Yeah.
Again, Gary, I would check with the nap time of your retirees.
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. Okay. So 9 a.m. on June 30th. Okay. That work for everybody?
Sure.
So we'll pause for a minute while everybody puts that into their phones.
Breakfast burritos for
the
workshop.
There we go. You said 9, Larry, right?
Yeah, 9.
Gotcha. 30.
We'll make sure that we have something available.
Okay. And we picked the 29th, right? Modern technology at work. Thank you. All right. Anything else you need to know on that item?
No,
before we go into council member reports, now's your chance, Tim.
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. We'll have our budget meeting at 9 a.m. on the 29th of June. All right. Next item, council member reports. Gary, I'll start with you.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, the Transportation Commission meeting isn't until next week, Tim, so. Next meeting. You'll be here at the next meeting, correct?
No, he won't.
I will not be, sir. I will not be here on June 25th.
I'll hold it for the following meeting then for you.
We'll have the audience.
Oh, thank you.
Listen intently.
Yeah, 29th. Monday.
Well, I attended the meet and greet for the new Mendocino National Forest supervisor, Ann Carlson, that she had. It was always a week and a half or so ago. I forget the exact date, but headquarters, Forest Service headquarters office on Humboldt. And I met her and talked to her and welcomed her to Willows. It was a very light crowd. There were two of us there. From the community. A lot of cookies and a lot of punch, but I didn't have any. But anyway, it was a nice chat. She came from, had a nice chat with her. Her last assignment was Lassen County, or Lassen National Forest, I should say. So, but she's here, I don't know, I get a good feeling talking to her. I think she seems like a very dedicated individual. So, and welcome her to the community and whatever the city can, whatever we can do to help her out, if so needed. Also, just an informational item, I was approached by one of the board members of the Willows Museum Society recently and asked if I was willing to serve on the board. So I checked with City Manager Holzinger to make sure there was not a conflict of interest. Former councilman and mayor several times over, Dr. Peter Towns, also served on the board. So I was sure there wasn't a conflict, but I wanted to check, and I told Joanne Wright actually approached me, and she asked me, and I told her, well, if it wasn't a conflict, I'd be happy to. So it's not a conflict, and so I was appointed to the board's first meetings this Thursday after the press conference, I believe, if it's still a go. So, and other than that, attended the estate book sale that was here last. Well, I attended. I was here three times. I brought my daughter once, and anyway, got quite a few books on that deal. I mean, what a deal! I mean, 50 cents a piece and 10 cents for kids' books. I mean, it was amazing. And most of those books hadn't even been cracked open. Didn't appear to be just brand new books. Mm-hmm. As far as the fiction, I'm not into fiction. I'm into nonfiction. But still, I took home a few armloads of different books and books for the grandkids, and it was so kudos to the Friends of the Library. And I believe, Larry, didn't you, aren't you the one who spotted the yard sale initially in your scrounging?
Well, I went
on a weekend?
She had a whole house full of 4,000 books. And I just asked her what she was going to do with the books, and somebody from Colusa said they got a Friends of the Library at Colusa. And I went, no, we have one here too. We had to fight over that. But I think the hard part wasn't bringing the books here, loading it, and unloading here, is having those people, you know, setting those books up right here. That's the work. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I don't know if, I'm sure some of you were here, but the entire council chambers was full of books. You know, just full of books. Just amazing.
Yeah, that's how.
So quite a few folks were here each time I was here. There were several people rummaging through books. So, but anyway. Kudos to Friends of the Library and also to Larry for spotting
the
sale.
The people that set it up, that was the work, really. Because I helped Orland before. I volunteered to help them unload the books from their storage, and that was a mistake. And I exchanged for being the first one to pick out a book. That was my only gain. That was a lot of work, putting those books on those tables, loading it up from storage. So, and then when you're done, you got to pack that stuff up.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I had.
Thank you, Harry.
Well,
thank you.
I'll see you on Thursday because I have to bring it to a presentation. The only thing comment I have is I was picking up the League of California Cities magazine, and Gridley, did you see that? Gridley's looking for a city administrator. And their population is about the same as ours. They have 6,700, right? That's pretty close.
Pretty close.
So there's some competition right there for us. That's all.
Okay. Jimmy, what about you, Jeff? You got anything to report?
No,
on?
I apologize. I kind of jumped the gun on the.
That's okay.
Notice on that, but so that's okay. All I have.
I got one thing. We had a LAFCO meeting yesterday. As I reported a couple months ago, the city's contributions will go up from 7,000 something to 10,000 for the next budget. Looking to recruit a new executive director. Christy Layton will be retiring next year. So John Villegas and Mike Yalu, the vice chair and chair, are in the process of recruiting. Looking to see, maybe headhunt someone local, get some interest there before they fly the position. So that's coming along. The budget, we approved the budget for next year. It's approximately $8,000 some dollar deficit with the increased contributions from the cities and county. That's because of the workload. However, this current budget is about the same deficit budgeted, but should come in pretty much even with cost savings. The main item of our meeting Monday was the Ord Bend Community Service District Municipal Service Reuse Influence study on that. And really, the Ord Service District, it just does the Ord Community Hall. I think probably everybody's been there for a function at one time or another. And the Ord Hall is on the site of the old Ord School, and the boundaries of the district are the same as the Ord School District was many years ago. And everything looks good, but we did have two suggestions. This was a draft workshop. The regular workshop will be in 2 months at our August meeting. We'd like to see them have a more current audit. Their last audit was from 2008. The county has historically done their audits of their books, and the county's working to get personnel in place to be able to do that again. So we want to see a more recent audit,
in the future, and a little more information on their finances, because all we saw was their current year budget, and it really doesn't give you an idea of how their finances have been doing over the years. But it looks like other reviews we've done for these small districts. You look at their budget, and they budget a deficit, but really they're conservative on their income and generous on their expenses, and they usually come in under budget. And all of these, just like the Northeast Willows Community Service District, even if they have a deficit budgeted, they usually come in with a small surplus when everything's done. So that's about it for LAFCO. Library Board will be coming up this Thursday, so I'll have a report on the next meeting. Anything else for council member reports? All right. Next item, we have an executive session tonight pursuant to California Government Code Section 54950. The council will hold a closed session regarding a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Section 54957.6. And the agency negotiators are the city manager and finance director, and the employee organizations are all unrepresented city employees, including manager, city attorney, council, and all other elected or appointed members of Willows boards and commissions. So that being said, now is an opportunity from anyone for the public wishing to direct the council on our closed item topic. No? Well, if not, then we will adjourn our open session and convene into closed session in, say, 5 minutes. Thank you.
We did say the 30th.
I just asked the 29th. He said
no. Natalie, did you say Monday the 29th?
I just got the...